Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us comes from the second chapter of Luke, where once again in verse 25 and following we hear, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." This is God's word. In 2006, the sports writer Bill Simmons released a book entitled "Now I Can Die in Peace." It was about the Red Sox victory in the 2004 World Series and how some Red Sox fans had waited so long for a World Series title that they felt that they could now, well, go in peace. Their dream of a championship had been fulfilled. In today's gospel lesson from Luke 2, we meet a man named Simeon, and we learn that it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. The Holy Spirit of God had communicated to Simeon that he would get to see the promised Messiah with his own eyes. Here in the gospel, we observe that fulfillment, and we get a view of Simeon's reaction, which is along the lines of, "Now I can die in peace." He passes in and out of Jesus' story so quickly. So let's take a look today at how we can wait like Simeon, see like Simeon, and depart like Simeon. First, wait like Simeon. Luke introduces us to him again like this. "There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." This is someone who clearly was right with God, but even so, this is someone who is being forced to wait. Luke tells us that Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And Israel definitely needed consolation. Their history as God's people was not good. Their disobedience had meant punishment. It had meant being forcibly removed from their homeland. Even now, having returned to Jerusalem, the Romans occupied their land. The Romans called the shots. Consolation would only come when Messiah came. Simeon was waiting for it. That doesn't mean it was easy. Simeon can remind us that sometimes God's answer to our prayers is, "You're going to have to wait." It's usually not the answer we're looking for. We have to learn to accept that when God makes us wait, there is a good reason for it. There are times when waiting is the best thing we could possibly do, even if we're forced to do it. It can be a time of growth. We may not be ready for what we think we want. There may be details that have to be worked out that are known only to God. Regardless of what it is that you're waiting for, you can wait confidently because God always keeps his word. That's what Simeon discovered. Remember, the Holy Spirit had let him know that he would not die before he saw the Lord's Christ, so he knew that his waiting would eventually end. And one day, led by the Spirit, he went to the temple, and just like that, the wait was over. The baby Jesus was brought in, this parents. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Simeon took Jesus in his arms and blessed God with these words, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, for your word is fulfilled. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." We need to see like Simeon. And what did Simeon see? Well, he said, "My eyes have seen your salvation." In one bright moment, he saw what God was up to. Jesus was the consolation he had been waiting for. And this type of seeing does not happen just with the eyes, but with the mind and the heart. This type of seeing is caused by the Holy Spirit. This seeing is focused on Jesus. Simeon holds this baby in his arms and proclaims for all to hear that this child, Jesus, is salvation for all people, no matter where you're from. To have and to hold Jesus is to have every promise of God fulfilled to you. Seeing like Simeon means that you see Jesus is your salvation. He doesn't give you a list of rules to follow to get salvation. He does the work of saving you. He doesn't give you advice for a better life. Jesus is life. Life that never ends. The Bible teaches that you cannot produce salvation by what you do, by how nice you are to people, no matter how successful you are, how many people look up to you. You cannot redeem yourself. Seeing like Simeon means that you see there is only one key that unlocks heaven, and that is Jesus. It means believing that Jesus paid for your sins at his cross. It means trusting that you will follow Jesus out of the grave thanks to his Easter victory. It means knowing and loving and serving Jesus is the point of your life. And he is your consolation. He is your security. And as Simeon reminds us, Jesus is not just your consolation, but the consolation of the whole world. He is light and glory for all. So we can wait like Simeon, we can see like Simeon, and we can depart like Simeon. Again, Simeon waited to see the Christ, and when that moment arrived, the first thing that he said was, "Lord, you are now letting your servant go in peace, for your word to me is fulfilled." You know what he's saying, right? Now I can die in peace because God kept his promise to me. I have seen salvation, and it is Jesus. Are you prepared to depart like Simeon? One of the great gifts of the gospel is that you need not be terrified of death because Jesus reversed its effects beginning on Easter morning. You don't have to be afraid of being judged by God because the judgment has already happened. Jesus was judged, sentenced, and executed and raised to new life. The only part that attaches to you is the new life. Jesus took all of the consequences of our law-breaking and paid for our disobedience himself. One of the most beautiful things that you will ever hear a person say is that they are ready to go home into the arms of the Lord. Has that ever happened to you? You can see the peace in that person's eyes and the relief that they feel when they say that, because they are completely resting in what Jesus has done for them. Do you have that confidence? Simeon says that you can. You can have it when Jesus is your trust. What Simeon said and did that day in the temple is so meaningful that it is passed into song. And it's a song that the church still sings on occasion. It's typically sung after we've been at the Lord's table, after we have held Jesus there. That's when we sing, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Your word has been fulfilled, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and for glory towards your people Israel." We are like Simeon. That's why we sing his song. With your heart, you see Jesus in this eating and drinking. You can depart this table in peace and face anything because Jesus is yours. Let's pray. Lord, now let us, your servants, go in peace. Your word has been completely fulfilled. Our eyes here see your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, light to lighten the Gentiles, glory for your people, Israel. Give us confidence that you always keep your word. In Jesus we pray. Amen.